Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called How Can I Make Failure Feel Safe? Let's dive in. Picture this. A student hesitates before raising their hand, not because they don't have an idea, but because they're terrified it might be wrong. Traditional classrooms have trained generations to fear red ink and wrong answers. But here's the paradox. Innovation demands the opposite. What if we flipped the script and made mistakes the pathway to breakthrough thinking? Today, I want to help you transform your classroom from a place where failure is feared into a laboratory where risk-taking drives learning. Let's start with mindset. In a growth-oriented classroom, we replace "that's wrong" with "that's interesting." What led you to think that way? This simple shift opens dialogue instead of shutting it down. Some teachers I know create failure parties where students celebrate productive mistakes that led to new insights. We need to teach students that innovation happens at that beautiful intersection of what we know and what we don't know yet. The research backs this up powerfully. Carol Dweck's groundbreaking work shows students perform significantly better when we praise process over product. There's this emerging pedagogy called beautiful failure that frames setbacks as data collection, not defeat. When we create psychological safety, students take more creative risks because judgment is suspended. Here are three tactical moves you can try immediately. First, implement mistake of the day sharing. Start each class by having someone share a productive error. Second, use yes and instead of no but when responding to student ideas. Third, create revision portfolios where students showcase their thinking evolution, not just final products. Let me share a story that captures this transformation. A fifth grade teacher completely revolutionized her math classroom by having students become mistake detectives. Students would intentionally create problems with errors, then trade papers and solve each other's puzzles. The results were remarkable. Test scores improved 23%, but more importantly, students started saying, "I don't know yet," instead of "I can't." These same students began volunteering wrong answers specifically to generate class discussion. It was a total culture shift. This week, try the failure resume exercise. Have students list their biggest academic mistakes and what each one taught them. Watch how reframing failure as learning data transforms their relationship with risk-taking. Your classroom culture shifts when students see mistakes as stepping stones, not roadblocks. Here's the bigger picture. Innovation literacy means teaching students that uncertainty isn't something to avoid. It's something to explore. When we make failure feel safe, we prepare students for a world where adaptation and creative problem-solving matter more than getting it right the first time. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Join the conversation with other educators exploring innovation. Connect with me on YouTube, Facebook, or X at The Innovation Prof, and share how you're teaching innovation in your own classroom.